Have you ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly maintain healthy routines while others struggle with the same resolutions year after year? Joyce Meyer's Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits has become a cornerstone text for those seeking lasting personal change, selling over 2 million copies worldwide since its publication. The book has gained particular popularity among celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry, who have both cited Meyer's practical approach to habit formation as influential in their own success journeys. What makes this book particularly powerful is how it bridges spiritual principles with modern behavioral science, something researchers at Harvard's Human Flourishing Program have recently begun studying as a potent combination for sustainable habit change. In a world where approximately 40% of our daily actions are habitual, Meyer's insights offer a refreshing perspective on how to harness this automatic programming for good rather than remaining enslaved to destructive patterns. Habits are behaviors we've repeated so often they become automatic, requiring minimal conscious effort. As Aristotle wisely noted, we are what we repeatedly do. First, we form habits, then our habits form us. This reciprocal relationship means our daily routines ultimately shape our character, relationships, and life trajectory. The key to habit formation lies in repetition. When you're trying to establish a positive habit, visual reminders can be tremendously helpful. Place sticky notes where you'll see them, set phone alerts, or ask someone to check in on your progress. One of Meyer's clients, Sandra, needed more verbal affirmation from her husband, Steve. His solution? Calendar reminders to compliment her throughout the day. What began as a deliberate practice eventually became second nature. Our brains are remarkably adaptable. Each repetition of a behavior creates stronger neural pathways, making that action progressively easier and more automatic. This applies to everything from learning to play piano to developing organizational skills. Meyer shares how she's working to break her habit of carelessly tossing makeup brushes into a drawer by consciously placing them where she'll find them tomorrow. This small change illustrates an important principle. Many bad habits stem from rushing and not paying attention to what we're doing. The most effective approach to breaking bad habits isn't focusing on what you want to stop, but rather on the positive behaviors you want to cultivate. Romans 12:21 captures this beautifully. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. When you fill your life with positive activities, the negative ones naturally get crowded out. It's like turning on a light in a dark room. You don't need to remove the darkness, you simply introduce light. Living by decision rather than emotion represents another crucial aspect of habit formation. Don't wait until you feel like exercising, organizing, or tackling that difficult project. The paradox is that sitting around creates more desire to remain inactive, while starting an activity generates energy. It's similar to flipping a light switch. The power is always available, but you need to activate it. Even on days when Meyer feels sluggish, she knows her exercise routine will energize her, which motivates her to begin. When developing new habits, patience with yourself is essential. If you fail, don't waste precious energy on discouragement, simply begin again. Self-criticism is itself a bad habit that needs breaking. Remember that forming good habits is a process, not an event. Procrastination may be the single greatest obstacle to forming good habits and breaking bad ones. We can think, plan, and talk about doing the right thing, but nothing changes until we consistently take action. The irony of procrastination is that avoiding short-term discomfort often leads to prolonged misery, guilt, and consequences far worse than the brief pain of simply doing what needs to be done. Consider Ellen's story. Her habit of procrastinating on bills created a cascade of problems. Late fees, damaged credit, job loss due to poor financial management, and ultimately disrupted family plans. Her story illustrates how one seemingly small bad habit can create ripple effects throughout every area of life. Procrastination fundamentally contradicts faith, which demands action in the present moment. While faith sometimes means waiting for God to work, it usually requires immediate obedience. Even small acts of procrastination can lead to major problems, like Myers back pain that worsened over years of ignoring it, or dental emergencies that could have been prevented with regular checkups. When we procrastinate, we give the devil time to exaggerate difficulties in our minds, turning molehills into mountains. The solution is to reject the identity of just a procrastinator and instead embrace being children of God, capable of taking action now. Like Caleb in the Bible, who asked for a mountain to conquer at 80 years old, we should look forward to challenges, knowing that with God, we can accomplish great things. The key is to begin today. Achieve victory in one area, then move to the next, systematically developing the habits you desire. Meyer shares how she started her workout regimen on December 23rd, reasoning that if she could maintain discipline during the holidays, she could succeed anytime. Great character develops not through convenience, but through doing what needs to be done now, regardless of difficulty. Just as Jesus habitually went to the Mount of Olives to pray, especially before facing difficult trials, developing an intimate relationship with God should be our priority. Unlike those who only approach God during emergencies, we must make seeking Him our vital need, acknowledging Him in all our ways so He can direct our paths. Many people claim they lack time for God, but this is merely an excuse. We all have the same amount of time daily, but some prioritize God while others don't. The truth is that spending time with God multiplies what time remains, like the miracle of loaves and fish. Even small beginnings matter. Meyer advised her 10-year-old granddaughter to start with just 5 minutes each morning to help overcome her crankiness. Meyer confesses she once tried fitting God into her schedule, but always procrastinated, leaving her frustrated with minimal progress. The breakthrough came when she learned to build her schedule around God rather than trying to work Him in. While Meyer spends mornings with God, she acknowledges everyone's schedule differs. However, seeking God early is biblically supported. Mary Magdalene found the risen Jesus because she went to the tomb early while other disciples remained in bed. Developing the God habit requires the Word habit. They're inseparable. Jesus is the Word made flesh, John 1:14, and we cannot know God apart from His Word. Start by committing to 15 minutes of Bible reading daily, gradually increasing the time. Keep a journal to note what you learn and meditate on these insights throughout your day. Begin with accessible portions like the Gospel of John, Psalms, or Proverbs before progressing to more challenging sections. Don't divide your life into sacred and secular compartments. For years, Meyer had a religious compartment, attending church Sundays, occasionally reading scripture out of obligation, and praying brief, meaningless prayers. She was miserable because she only invited God into emergencies and Sunday mornings. Start talking to God about everything, inviting Him into all activities. The more time we spend with Jesus, the more we become like Him. We're transformed into His image from one degree of glory to another, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Breaking bad habits requires serious commitment, time investment, hard work, and willingness to endure discomfort during transition. Like breaking up with an abusive boyfriend, we must choose long-term wisdom over momentary comfort. Our ease-addicted society makes this challenging, but God equips us for difficult tasks. To break bad habits, first, believe it's possible. Even after 1,000 failed attempts, believe this time will be different. Jesus said, if you believe, you'll see God's glory. Believe God's word over your feelings. Scripture says we're dead to sin and alive to God, Romans 6:11, meaning we're already spiritually free and just need to apply this freedom. Examine what triggers your unwanted behaviors. Is it stress, boredom, loneliness, or connection to another activity? Understanding these patterns helps avoid triggers or prepare better resistance. Meyer's daughter rarely drinks Diet Pepsi except when frustrated or tired. It's her comfort. While an occasional soda isn't serious, if your habit involves gambling or drugs when stressed, identifying these connections becomes crucial for freedom. Work on breaking one habit at a time rather than trying to fix everything overnight. Bad habits develop individually and must be broken individually. Focus directs all your energy toward one goal instead of dividing it among several. With patience, you could conquer multiple habits sequentially. If each takes 30 days, you could be free from 3 habits in 90 days. Sometimes, recognizing the danger of continuing a bad habit provides motivation to break it. Like Meyer, who avoided flossing until extensive dental work convinced her of its importance, understanding consequences can create urgency. A man who needed to floss placed packages everywhere as reminders until the habit formed. Either you pay the price for freedom now, or pay the price for bondage later. We reap what we sow. What we think leads to what we speak, which determines our habits. Thoughts and words are the starting point for forming good habits and breaking bad ones. When tempted to skip exercise, Meyer recognized how entertaining the wrong thought could lead to excuses and ultimately breaking her exercise habit. Our words precede our actions. Where the mind goes, the man follows. While thoughts may come uninvited, we're not helpless against them. God's word teaches us to cast down wrong thoughts rather than allowing them to remain. When part of you wants to do right while another part resists, speaking aloud your intention, "I am going to the gym today," interrupts negative thinking and gives you something positive to focus on. In 1977, God showed Meyer she was negative and needed to change her words before her life could change. She made a list of desired changes with supporting scriptures, then spoke them aloud twice daily for 6 months. Though none were reality when she began, all eventually manifested. When someone dismissed this as positive affirmation junk, preferring reality, Meyer felt sad, knowing we don't have to settle for current reality. We can change it by aligning our thoughts and words with God's promises. What we repeatedly think and speak becomes embedded in our hearts like programming in a computer. Just as we'd install new software when our computer isn't functioning properly, we need to reprogram our hearts with new thoughts and words. Matthew 12:34 reminds us that, "Out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks." With God's help, even deeply ingrained negative mental and verbal habits can be transformed into positive, life-giving ones through mind renewal. Being decisive is vital to peace and success in life. People make decisions differently, some too quickly, others too slowly, some unwisely, and some not at all. Daily life requires countless decisions about sleep, food, clothing, time, employment, relationships, finances, and spirituality. Even refusing to decide is itself a decision. Indecision creates misery. James 1:5-8 teaches that those who ask God for wisdom must do so without wavering, as the indecisive person becomes unstable and unable to receive from God. Sometimes God simply gives freedom to choose, whispering, "You can do what you want to do," trusting we've learned His heart through His word. Like parents gradually releasing decision-making power to maturing children, God doesn't always give specific directions. Indecision often stems from controlling parents, personal insecurity, people-pleasing tendencies, fear of being wrong, or avoidance of responsibility. To make good decisions, first, list all available options. Second, weigh potential outcomes by creating lists of positives and negatives. Consider time commitments carefully. Finally, acknowledge God in all ways. Seek His guidance before planning, confirm your decision aligns with His will, and examine your peace, wisdom, and motives. When uncertainty persists despite following all decision-making steps, take a small step of faith to test if the commitment feels right. For example, join a committee for a month before committing to a year. Be honest with others about your need to test the waters before making long-term commitments. If the first step works well, continue with additional steps. Start being decisive in small daily choices, like what to eat or wear. Avoid extreme passivity or letting others make your decisions. Have a plan, but remain flexible if God interrupts. Once you decide something, stick with it. Set your mind and keep it set, as Colossians 3:2 encourages. Developing good habits eliminates the need to fight bad ones. When we feel healthy and energetic, we're naturally happier, friendlier, and more patient. Unfortunately, many people wait until they're sick to choose health, spending billions on medical treatments that could have been prevented. Our bodies are God's temple, and we should be investors rather than gamblers with our health. According to 1 Corinthians 6:20, we were bought with a price and should honor God with our bodies. Are you investing in good health now, or gambling that unhealthy habits won't affect you? Your body is the vehicle you need to fulfill God's purpose for your life. When Meyer felt tired and unhappy with her physical condition in 2006, she committed to regular exercise with a trainer and nutritionist. Though initially challenging, she developed healthier habits that made her a better person. Dr. Don Colbert recommends 7 fundamental pillars for good health. First, drink lots of water, half your body weight in ounces daily. Though it may seem excessive, proper hydration improves metabolism, helps with weight loss, and increases energy. Keep water with you constantly and make it your primary beverage choice. Second, get plenty of sleep and rest. Though many claim they don't have time for 8 hours of sleep, without proper rest, you're likely running out of time faster than you think. Our bodies repair and renew during sleep, refreshing us mentally, emotionally, and physically. Meyer needs 3 to 4 hours of evening rest to sleep well, and she's developed a habit of sleeping from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Third, eat quality food. Natural items like fruits and vegetables that provide essential nutrients and fiber. Buy quality organic food when possible, as most prepackaged foods have natural nutrients stripped out and unhealthy preservatives added. Read labels carefully to understand what you're consuming. Many people struggle with weight, making it their life's focus. After years of ineffective dieting, Meyer realized the answer was adopting a healthy lifestyle rather than another temporary diet. Fourth, exercise regularly. Meyer's coach told her that even 1 year of working out would benefit her for 15 years. Choose an activity you enjoy and can turn into a habit: walking, cycling, swimming, sports, weights, or exercise videos. Fifth, take supplements. At minimum, consider a daily multivitamin, vitamin D, and anything specific to your needs. If you tend to forget taking supplements, place them where you'll see them, write reminders, or set phone alarms. Sixth, detoxify regularly. We all accumulate toxic buildup that needs elimination, which can cause numerous physical ailments. Toxins leave through breathing, kidneys, bowels, and sweat from exercise. Seventh, manage stress effectively. Stress is responsible for up to 80% of our illnesses. Excessive stress produces too much cortisol, which can become addictive like a drug. This hormone sends your heart and lungs into overdrive, constricts blood vessels, raises blood pressure, compromises your immune system, disrupts sleep, turns off memory and rational thought, shrinks part of your brain, and even makes you overeat. Everyone wants happiness. It's our primary motivation. But happiness isn't just an emotion. It's a choice and habit we can develop. Abraham Lincoln said, "People are as happy as they make up their mind to be. First we choose happiness, then feelings follow." Jesus told us we'll have tribulation in this world, but encouraged us to cheer up because joy gives us strength to handle problems. What we focus on determines our feelings. When we concentrate on negative things, we feel sad, angry, or anxious. Focusing on good things makes us feel energized and enthusiastic. You'll never be consistently happy if you believe happiness depends on external circumstances. A negative person cannot be happy, while a persistently positive person cannot stay unhappy for long. We often pursue goals thinking they'll bring happiness, only to reach them and remain unhappy. Material success without relationships or health leaves people wealthy but lonely and sick. Good relationships and health should top our priority list, with our primary goal being a close relationship with God. Meyer has discovered her joy comes from helping others. Loving God and people is her key to daily happiness. Many postpone happiness with "I'll be happy when" thinking. Learn to enjoy ordinary, everyday life rather than basing happiness on special events. You can be happy every day of the week, not just Friday. Today is God's gift. Don't waste it being sad over things your sadness won't change. Don't wait for external forces or other people to make you happy. Like Melanie, who learned her husband wasn't responsible for her happiness, take responsibility for your own joy. Laughter provides an instant vacation from concerns and struggles. It energizes us and can pull us from depression. Sometimes we overthink, becoming too intense to laugh at ourselves in life. Find people who make you laugh and spend time with them. Children laugh 150 times daily, while adults laugh only 4 to 8 times. Meyer has learned to be comfortable not knowing all the answers, forming the happy habit instead of remaining deep, intense, and joyless. A root cause of unhappiness is often dissatisfaction with ourselves, our appearance, talents, or imperfections. We compare ourselves with others instead of happily being who we're meant to be. We all make mistakes, but we need to lighten up and not be so intense about every fault. Since you're with yourself more than anyone else, learning to enjoy your own company greatly improves your quality of life. Excellence means doing your best in every situation without demanding perfection. God is excellent and created us in His image, so we must choose excellence to reach our full potential. Unlike mediocrity, which requires no effort, excellence means going the extra mile. Society has shifted from valuing quality to quantity, but forming the habit of excellence brings tremendous rewards. To form the habit of excellence, develop systems to help you remember to press past comfort. Place signs saying excellence where you'll see them daily. Make verbal confessions like, "I do what I do with excellence," to form a new self-image. As you repeatedly choose the excellent way, you'll break the habit of mediocrity through consistent repetition. Excellence means doing common things in uncommon ways. Our motive should be to obey and glorify God, not seek worldly praise. When Meyer began her ministry, God impressed upon her to keep strife out of her life, do everything with excellence, and maintain integrity. Excellence extends to daily actions, putting things back where they belong, picking up after yourself, and honoring commitments. Excellence brings wonderful rewards, increased self-confidence, peace of heart, and freedom from condemnation. When we choose the excellent way, like cleaning up our own messes, we experience the peace that comes from doing what's right. Antonio Stradivari exemplified excellence by refusing to sell any violin until it reached near perfection, believing God needed perfect instruments to send his music into the world. Making excuses when faced with responsibility is a bad habit that derails life and prevents success. Taking responsibility means having no one to blame but yourself. While many are called to greatness, few take the responsibility for their call. Since Adam and Eve first blamed others for their sins, humans have avoided responsibility through excuses. The truth is what sets us free, while excuses keep us in bondage. People of integrity take responsibility for their actions, keep commitments, and follow through on promises. If they absolutely cannot fulfill a commitment, they explain the situation and ask to be released rather than making excuses. God expects us to keep our promises just as He keeps His. Being careful about making commitments prevents having to break them later. Responsible people are dependable, finish what they start, and rarely give up. They pay bills on time, plan ahead financially, take care of their possessions, and maintain good health. They're self-motivated, help those less fortunate, and handle family obligations. Success and personal responsibility cannot be separated. To break the excuse habit, first, face the truth by admitting you have a problem. Second, set realistic expectations before making commitments. Third, stop complaining about tasks, which drains energy. Fourth, be aggressive and tackle responsibilities without procrastination, doing difficult things first. Fifth, find solutions to obstacles rather than using them as excuses. Developing good habits requires discipline and self-control, giving up something now for greater future rewards. Though discipline initially feels painful, it yields righteousness and right living with God. Don't be deceived. Forming new habits isn't easy, but God will provide strength if you're serious about change. Some habits will be harder to break than others, but remember, no pain, no gain. Success rarely comes easily or quickly. As Einstein noted, it's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer. Perseverance is essential. Nobody can make you give up if you refuse to, and nobody can keep you from succeeding if you persist. With God as your partner, you can overcome any challenge if you're willing to do your part. The key is deciding you're in for the long haul, willing to endure temporary pain for lasting gain. Though discipline doesn't bring immediate joy, it ultimately leads to happiness. People without self-control are perpetually unhappy, burdened by guilt and failure. Jesus came so we might enjoy life abundantly, but this requires breaking destructive habits. Instead of focusing on difficulty, concentrate on the freedom that awaits. Don't count the days remaining, but celebrate how far you've come. Living safely requires discipline and self-control. For example, avoiding debt means disciplining yourself not to spend more than you have. Credit cards enable dangerous overspending cycles unless you commit to paying them off monthly. Even if you're currently deep in debt, today's discipline can overcome past mistakes. If you're living an unsustainable life, whether financially, physically, or emotionally, why delay changing? When making or breaking habits, follow these principles. Choose one area to begin with. Don't feel overwhelmed by all needed changes, but take things one day at a time. Be clear about what you want to accomplish. Pray for God's help. Focus on doing right rather than not doing wrong. Commit for at least 21 to 30 days. Develop support systems like visual reminders and accountability partners. Align your thoughts and words with your goals. Celebrate successes. Don't get discouraged by setbacks or the journey ahead. And never, ever give up. Remember that thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become habits, habits become character, and character becomes destiny. The habits you form today are shaping the person you'll be tomorrow. Choose wisely.